We live in a virtual world. As each year passes, I'm amazed by how much of our lives are lived out online. We communicate with friends and families online, sometimes to the exclusion of in-person interactions. Video game and role-playing game players increasingly play against real people through the internet and are no longer playing against just a game system. In this type of world, we take on other identities, representations of ourselves in the cyber world, known as avatars. Sometimes an avatar is an online depiction of your real person, like your thumbnail identity, and sometimes it's a purely fictional creation representing as much or as little of you as you would like. Certain programs and games, such as Second Life, which has more than 20 million user accounts, take this virtual world to such an extent that users essentially live a double life. Through the avatar, you own property, have a job, and have relationships. But these interactions between avatars implicate real-world interests of the people they represent. By giving the real-world users property interests in the virtual property they create or obtain, it inevitably creates property disputes over that virtual property, which has a real-world impact for these users. And starting as early as 2007, these virtual property disputes were pursued in courts in real life. Thus far, the suits have been one of two types. Users have sued Linden Labs, the creator of Second Life, for denial of property ownership rights alleged to have been promised in the user terms of service. For instance, one user sued Linden Labs for unilaterally shutting down his account and thus cutting off his access to a substantial portfolio of real estate and currency in the virtual world. A larger group of users sued Linden Labs in May 2010 regarding the ownership of land in the game. The lawsuit alleged that the company changed the property rights for virtual land in the game after these users spent more than $50 million for these virtual lands that they thought they owned. In the second type of lawsuit, users sue other users for alleged intellectual property infringement of their creations when others copy and sell their products to other avatars through virtual vendors, virtual yard sales, or avatar-to-avatar transactions. These creations are valuable. Think of how the avatar creation in the James Cameron movie, Blue Skin, Yellow Eyes, and a Tail, captured our imagination. In 2007, a number of these cases were brought by a group of plaintiffs against other Second Life users who used a glitch in the game to copy the products and product logos and sell them to other avatars online. Bringing these lawsuits is complicated. For one, the players cannot likely sustain cases for which they have not experienced real-world damages, such as lost livelihood, if their real-life livelihood comes from the products, land, and services sold by their avatar online. Second, to bring a suit, the players must reveal their real-world identity, and keeping that private is one of the allures of creating and living a life in a world through a fictionalized avatar. Courts have also not ruled on the applicability of copyright and intellectual property law to entirely online or virtual worlds. The suits that have been brought thus far have all settled out of court, so it is unclear how a court might rule on these cases. But nevertheless, it is clear that what you might do in online forums or programs may be far less removed from the real world than we might think. I'm Jay Kaysen.